Hi, I'm here with Jen White, Research and Information Services Manager at IOSH. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Sean.
We're here to talk about the salary survey IOSH has just recently launched with the support of SHP magazine. Jen, why are we doing the salary survey, first and foremost?
The salary survey for us is a really useful barometer of attitudes within and towards health and safety as a profession. So it's our way of collating data, not only on salaries, but also on attitudes of recent and relevant topics, and then being able to compare them, because this is the sixth one now, so we've got a really good bank of data and knowledge, and it's very helpful in informing IOSH and its membership.
Okay. So we talked about why we've done the survey. Why would people want to take part in the survey?
Well, notwithstanding that there's a prize of a Kindle to be won, but also really it's a very useful way of contributing to IOSH, and also being able to use and reflect on the reports that are published from it. As a member, and a member myself, it's very interesting to see how, as a health and safety professional, I fit into the profession, where I stand in relation to the very basics of pay, where my job role sits, the impacts I have on health and safety, the types of topics I'm involved in and managing.
All right, okay. Obviously, the survey contains a lot of sensitive and personal, highly individual amounts of information they want people to give us. And obviously, the assurance of being anonymous is quite a serious one. Can you give people the reassurance?
Yeah, that's a really good point, Sean. I can definitely guarantee that this survey is completely anonymous. And I know I mentioned there is a free prize draw for the Kindle. That's a question very much at the end of the survey, and takes you into another administrative function, which is completely separate to the survey itself, which is anonymous.
Okay. And obviously the end results of the survey will be published, and I presume they'll be published on our website, and is there anywhere else?
Yeah, once the survey closes, there's a lot of work that goes on within my team, and we have senior advisors that go through and analyse the data, make comparisons not just to the data we've collected this time, but also what's been collated over previous years. And there's a full summary of the analysis that will be published on our website, and then a short and light version that will accompany it, and also more than likely go into SHP, who are supporting us in this survey this time.
Okay. For those people, I should mention actually, it's not just IOSH members, is it?
It's
anybody in
health. It is. It's open to anybody in the safety profession, not just the members.
Okay. And for those people who wish to take part in this this salary survey, where can they go to get more information?
If you go online to the IOSH website, and also we're going to be publicising it through our Connect and through SHP in a couple of weeks' time, there are links there to go to the survey. The survey itself takes no longer than 15 minutes, probably no longer than 10 minutes. It's not an onerous survey, that's where you go to complete it.
Okay, and the closing date?
It's going to be early July. We're having a great response to it at the moment, which is very exciting, so we might look to extend it a little bit, but I would say early July at this point.
Okay, fantastic, brilliant. Thanks for talking to us, Jim.
Cheers.